Try a one-week fantasy football league on FanDuel today. Home to more winners than any other site. Go to FanDuel.com for your free account now. We are back. It's Eagles 360, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. The Eagles defense on Sunday doing a very nice job against Drew Brees. That passing game that's kind of a horizontal to the backs game. Brees takes some shots down the field, but the Eagles only giving up 10 points until that last play. Let's talk about the defense and some of the progress you've seen, starting, I guess, with Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, when you talk about Fletcher Cox, you really have to talk about the front seven. Coming into the game, they really weren't able to get a lot of sacks. But this game, Fletcher Cox played like a man with his hair on fire. He was able to get after the quarterback in the run game, in the pass game. Now, the truth is, a lot of defensive players, especially defensive linemen, interior guys, aren't able to play the run and pass. That's one of the strong suits of Fletcher Cox. He's able to show that motor in the run game and the pass game, and that kind of separates him from all the other guys that play defense.
And as a two-gapping defensive lineman, this is what the Eagles wanted to see all along here, but they don't really ask their defensive lineman to get up the field and create a pass rush, but Cox just so good, so powerful, able to shed blockers, and then he really just explodes to the quarterback. Did that three times against Brees, Brian Braman adding a sack later in the game. And, Brian, I thought the Eagles, as we've seen all year, they've done a nice job against the run, but I think throwing the football, the Saints wanted to get the ball out quickly to their backs, and that horizontal passing game really got shut down by the safeties, by the linebackers.
Yeah, when you look at the safeties and linebackers, in order for Fletcher Cox to get sacked, you have to have good coverage. You have to make the quarterback hold the ball. And this is Drew Brees, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, who wants to get the ball out quick. They did a great job in the secondary, not only of covering, but coming up and making tackles. Malcolm Jenkins, one of the guys that I love to watch, because almost every time he gets an opportunity to make a tackle, he always makes a tackle. That's what you want from a safety.
Eagles giving up an early touchdown, an early second half field goal, and then nothing until the last play from scrimmage in the game, a pass against the reserves into the end zone. So the Eagles defense doing a nice job contributing to the victory. More takeaways. Four in this game, four in the win against the Jets. I'm seeing a bit of a trend here. When you take the football away, you set up the offense, and you score a lot of points.
Stop the run. You run the ball well. You take the ball away. You win football games. That's what the Eagles need to focus on.
And the special teams, a solid job. Now, Caleb Sturgis missing an extra point, but he had four field goals. The Eagles, a nice job on kick coverage. Donnie Jones, just one punt, a 50-yarder. So Caleb Sturgis, I would imagine, stays around here and gets some confidence going for himself heading into this huge Monday night against the New York Giants. Big one, Brian, in the division, and I know that's always something that excited you.
Yeah, these division games are going to determine whether you're going to make it to the playoffs or not. And so this game really is, at this point of the season, it's one of those pivotal games that the Eagles, coming off a good win, should have confidence going into this football game against a very good opponent.
And, by the way, it's a game for first place in the NFC East. Kind of weird to say that after a 1-3 start. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about some of the breakout players in Sunday's win over the New Orleans Saints.